Welcome back to our Coach's Corner program here on this Sunday morning, brought to you today by Accent Chiropractic. Bulldogs heading into the fourth quarter, holding a 13-2 lead and really feeling pretty good about what you're doing, Coach. We weren't moving the ball, but neither were they, and had to feel like if we just kind of maintain a possession, burn some time, have a good opportunity to get away with this win, because they needed two touchdowns to get back into it. They make a play that, I guess, kind of a busted play that turns into a huge play for them. They bobble the ball. Their snap rolls into the end zone. Their quarterback chases it down. We've got good pressure on him, but he's able to dump it off to his running back, and he finds a little opening and takes it 90 yards for a score with just over 5 minutes to go in the game. And so now it becomes a little more interesting,
right?
Doesn't it?
Very, yeah. Very disheartening. The frustrating part was they were trying to set up a screen to the other side of the field, and we had it extremely well defended. We had great pressure. Within a split second of him throwing the ball, we had him on the ground. Mm-hmm. We had a corner right in position to almost intercept the pass, and he fell down. And the kid caught the ball, made a cut, got in the middle of the field, and at that point, the person with the ball is at a huge advantage when mm-hmm. it comes to cutting, because he knows where he's going. And he did go 90 yards. I mean, after the ball was kicked around, it looked like we might recover it for a touchdown. Mm-hmm. And what happened then, some of our linebackers saw the ball on the ground. They got out of their break, headed to him. He was able to pick it up cleanly somehow and flipped it to the back. And 90 yards later, now it's 13-8.
You stopped the two-point conversion, which was huge. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and did a nice job. Coach Seabum, I think, called a perimeter blitz of some sorts. And that was huge, because if it's 13-10, now all of a sudden, you know, there's only 5 minutes to go in the game, and we were doing nothing offensively. We couldn't even get a snap off. You know, all of a sudden you went from feeling like we had it under control to this is not good, because you're not even, you know, if they score another touchdown, now you're down. And so very, very stressful the last 5 minutes of the game.
And they get the ball back with probably around 4 minutes or so to go, and they put in a different quarterback. Maybe he was a little better runner than the number 12, the Berkey. Mm-hmm. Ansbaugh was his name. He makes some scrambles, can just kind of make some plays with his feet, and all of a sudden, with about just over 2 minutes to go, now they're looking at a first and goal. And we mentioned this too in a broadcast. I said, "Well, can the Bulldogs come up with a goal line stand again for basically the third straight week?" Because
right.
we've done that for now three straight weeks in a row. A big penalty is huge, but a tackle for a loss, and now they're first and goal back at about the 12, and three incomplete passes. Great job by the Bulldog. So the secondary, but had some pressure on the quarterback too.
Right. Yeah. You know, the first and long, Ryan Romick made a great play on the corner of the end zone, knocked it down, and then I believe it was on third down they ran what we'd call a mesh route in the middle, where they kind of try to get your linebackers to run into each other, and Austin Davidson made a nice play. And then on third and fourth down, they ran similar plays, but really didn't have much of a look at it at all. You know, but then again, we almost wanted to have a gentleman's agreement and say, "We'll just line you up 20 yards back and give you the ball back again," because we couldn't hardly get a snap off. You know, but we take over the ball on, I think, about the 12-yard line, and it's first and goal. They had three timeouts, mm-hmm. which it seemed like to me they had two, and the ref admitted, he said, "I can't even read my."
Can't even read your card.
Can't even read my card. So we had a long discussion. They ended up, two of them had that they had two left, two of them had that they had three left.
Okay.
So they went with three, and that was probably right. It seemed like to me they had taken one
earlier, but I don't remember either.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So anyway, they were able to stop the clock three times on us, and Baden Shelmadine made a tremendous play to pick up the first down.
Yep, you get that first down right in front of our bench, and you guys are all crowded around there, so I couldn't even see where the ball was marked, actually, but we knew it was close. If it was over the 20, and I know that the first down marker was about the 22 or so, was it pretty close, the measurement?
It was a half inch. It was literally the nose of the ball. In fact, I think I'm going to go to Von Toof's house right now and take him a big six-pack of Pepsi, because he was the chain guy that come over, and if we stretch it any tighter, we don't pick up that first down.
One more chain link, and it's...
So then you got to make a decision. Do you punt? Do you go? Yep. You know, Coach Bargo and I had already kind of started the discussion. Do we punt this out of here with, you know, there was going to be about a minute 20 left in the game. Do we try to sneak it out and pick up an inch? But the way we had handled snaps, there was no sure way for that either.
Yeah.
So, you know, it just, you know, Baden got out of bounds, which we really didn't want him to, but thank goodness he picked up the first down.
Yep, that was a key play, able to go to the victory formation after that and hold on for the win. And I tell you, it wasn't as much of a sigh of relief as it was feeling good, because you say, well, we survived this one despite everything that happened. Yeah.
Well, you just, you know, as a coach, you feel you would hate to lose that game, because the kids had really played very well. I mean, there was a lot of turnovers, but one of the things that we tried to do, we didn't get on them too much about the turnovers, because we just kept telling them, it's going to be that kind of game. I mean, I've never actually seen anything like it, where we got into that mud hole. We couldn't get out of it. Couldn't punt out of it. Couldn't run a play out of it. We just were, it seemed like every time we got the ball, we were right in the middle of that mud. And, you know, so we told the kids, hey, it's going to be that kind of game. And in the first half, they had one drive that started on their half of the field.
Yeah, it was
one
on
half.
Yeah.
One drive. Yeah. Every other time they had the ball, they had one time on our 40. The other seven times they got the ball were inside our 35.
Wow.
I mean, so that just tells you the level of defense that we played, with our back to our own goal line. And then in the third quarter, we flipped the field on them a little bit. Mm-hmm. But that, again, there's that one turnover that was huge, as we had really taken control of the game. We had scored in two plays. Or I think Cody had that long,
a 40-yarder, and then a couple plays later. Yeah,
he went like 15 and 12, and I thought he looked very good reading his blocks, and the line got off the ball. We had a lot of pancakes and a lot of whistle blocks, and so, you know, those are things that we needed to have happen, because we have a very difficult game this week.
Yep, we'll look at McCook coming in. I need to apologize to a lot of the down linemen, because after it got so muddy, I couldn't kind of sometimes tell if it was a 5 or a 6 or a 7 on the jersey. But all those guys, I thought Donald had a nice game. I thought Gage played well for you. Sage played well for you. All those guys you mentioned, Marcus Alvarado came in. But all the guys up front, I mean, they were the guys that were down in that stuff every single play.
Right, you know, putting your hand down in a ground that it's sinking in, you know, maybe literally a half inch.
Yeah.
I really didn't appreciate how bad it was until the game was over, went to walk across the field, and I just about slipped and fell walking. Now, granted, I'm not the most fleet of foot probably, but it was the most miserable field I've ever seen a football game played on.
And that's unfortunate, but, you know,
the way it was.
It was that way for both teams.
Right, exactly.
And so that's the way we look at it. So come away again with the 13-8 win, and I guess at this point of the year, being 3-2, that's all you can ask for, and with the schedule we've played and things that we've battled and the injuries and things like that. 3-2 at this point, you got to feel pretty good about that.
You know, well, Mike, last night we started three seniors on offense, and two of them were wide receivers that, not that they weren't an integral part, but, you know, they were blocking. That where you probably could have started a couple younger kids and you wouldn't have seen much difference, because just the nature of the game. We started, you know, two freshmen, three or four sophomores. The linemen are all underclassmen except for Donald. So, and you have a sophomore quarterback. So you really, to win a game like that, and I think some of the things you're seeing us do is still indicative of a young team.
Right.
You know, a team that doesn't understand when it's 13-2, you got to make a couple plays to stretch it out to 27-2. And so we make things a little more difficult on ourselves. But the one thing we have done is we've won some difficult games. You know, Shadron, we could have easily folded and lost. Hastings, we could have folded and lost. And that game last night could have, you know, like you said, they were down inside the 10 and in a situation to take the go-ahead. So, you know, you feel very good about that. And I think the kids are playing very hard, and they believe in themselves. And we are going to get Colton Coffey back this week. For sure, he's got a cast on, and that certainly is going to help, if nothing else, to help our rotations out. And then, you know, we still hopefully Josh Matulka maybe could get back in time for district play, hopefully.
We will talk about that coming up. We'll talk about a traveling day next Friday to McCook, and we'll have that as we come back and wrap up Coach's Corner right after this for Accent Chiropractic.